Good morning. My guest this morning is Teresa Scott from St. Joseph Health. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me on today.
Thank you for being here. This that we're going to be talking about today is part of a health challenge that St. Joseph Health is presenting to the public that actually goes on for the entire year, really. But we're talking about a section of it that's between June 20th and August 12th. Why don't you explain what this is?
That's correct. So, yes, I work for St. Joseph Health here in Napa and Sonoma, which is Santa Rosa Memorial, Petaluma Valley, Queen of the Valley Hospitals. And we are now powering the iWalk initiative. So we stepped in last year, St. Joseph Health, to provide backbone support for the initiative and the challenge and the website as well.
Uh-huh.
So the iWalk challenge, we're going to relaunch again. It's going to be from June 20th running through August 12th. So an 8-week physical activity challenge. And you can walk or participate in any physical activity of your choice. The main goal is to get at least 150 minutes of exercise per week. So that's the main emphasis of the challenge and the initiative itself.
60, 120.
Yeah.
2.5 hours.
Yeah. So that's what's recommended by the Department of right. Health for adults to get on a right. weekly basis. At least you can definitely get more as well.
But you can draft your own routine, as it were.
You can, yeah. So the website, iWalk Sonoma, or you can get to it from stjosephhealth.org/iWalk, has a lot of walking resources, so a lot of trail maps. It has a healthy event calendar, and it also has a lot of resources to get your children involved as well, too, walking school bus and the I Do 26.2 program. So it's a wealth of resources through the website that you can use to help you through the challenge. Or really all year. So we're going to relaunch this year with our 8-week challenge, and we hope to have some great community events along during the challenge as well and throughout the year.
It's not necessary to be a member of St. Joseph Health?
No, it's open to the whole community.
Uh-huh.
And the challenge, we actually are going to be running it through our web portal this year as well. So it's great for employers. You'll be able to sign up collectively together and get reports and be able to sync your Fitbits and things like that. But you can also participate for free. We have a printable tracker, and you can register for a weekly e-newsletter as well. So lots of ways to get involved and participate.
What's a typical kind of routine that somebody might get into in this wellness challenge?
So a typical routine would be to walk for at least 20 to 30 minutes every day or participate in any exercise of your choice. There are a lot of walking resources on the website, but really whatever speaks to you, we just encourage people to get that 150 minutes however you can do it.
And there's even gifts and you can get T-shirts and so
That's
on.
That's right. So we have wonderful sponsors, Western Health Advantage, SCAN, and also Woodruff Sawyer. And we have some Fitbits and some gift cards and some T-shirts. So definitely get involved.
Right.
Come out to our events and you'll definitely get some awards and prizes as well.
Thank you, Teresa. Let's tell people that to find out more about St. Joseph Health's 10-week wellness challenge. You can go to 525-5300, extension 3189, or online, it's stjosephhealth.org/iWalk. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacometti is Sonoma Spotlight's host. Wendy Nicholson is Sonoma Spotlight's producer. Steve Birch is Sonoma Spotlight's engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. Inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available on our website at radio.krcb.org.